B-O-S-S-F-E-S-T, the Boss Fest Podcast. They might make you laugh, make you mad, make you cry. Either way it go, it's a vibe. Tune in, catch the topic, get the tea. Ain't no shallow waters over here, we get deep. You sensitive, easy to offend, you need to flee. But the tough conversations gonna be happening. Boss Fest Podcast, they hold it down. Wednesday, 7 Eastern, man, it's going down. Tell a friend, and y'all gather round. Get out in the comments, don't get lost in the crowd.
Hey, what's happening? It's your man, DJ Bush. I had to show love to Kevin and Edwina, Boss Fest Butler. Y'all know what time it is, the Boss Fest Podcast. But you already know what we live in.
Boss Life. B-O-S-S-F-E-S-T, Boss Fest Podcast. Each and every Wednesday night, 7 p.m. Eastern Time, guaranteed to get you right. B-O-S-S-F-E-S-T, the Boss Fest Podcast. They might make you laugh, make you mad, make you cry. Either way it go, it's a vibe.
What's up? Welcome back.
Hey.
Welcome back to another edition of the Boss Fest Podcast. How y'all doing today? I'm Kevin.
I'm so happy it's Wednesday, and I'm Edwina.
And we are happy that it's Wednesday. Hopefully you're having a good Wednesday, did something productive in the world. But it's time to get into it. As you can see, Edwina's background a little different. Like, she's going to say something. She out there in these streets. We going to say she in these business streets, but I don't really know. She's just in these streets.
Don't negate. See, that's what I'm saying. Maybe we should have changed the topic to people trying to downplay your value so that they feel better about themselves. Like, make that be the topic. No. Don't let people downplay your value so that they feel bigger.
I guess we'll play.
Because, you know, I love to change the topic, but I am in these business streets, and I am finally, like, coming into my own where I'm not afraid to, I guess, like, shout me out. So, yes, I'm in these business streets, and don't hate on that.
Ain't gonna hate on that. Hey, remember when you used to be afraid to travel by yourself? And I was like, man, how you gonna really be this entrepreneur? But now you out there, you're traveling, you're flying, you're doing all your, I'm proud of you, babe. I'm proud.
Thank you. Just, like, say that. And it's not necessarily that I felt like I was afraid to travel, just to put that out there. What I felt like is that you were a safety net when I travel. So there's a difference, because I love to go anywhere. Like, if somebody say we flying or whatever, let me get my bag and I'm out of here. But what I felt like is when I travel and I have you, that I could just be doing, like, I'll just walk into some random place in the middle of who knows where. But that's because I'm like, man, you got it. Like, we safe. And yeah, now if I'm traveling,
like, victim.
Now that I'm, like, by myself, I have to be more conscious of my surroundings. And so it's not a fact of scared to travel. It's making sure that I am safe while I'm traveling alone.
Okay.
It's a difference.
I hear that.
I just want to clarify.
Gotcha. It is clarified. No problem. So, today's topic, playing small for their comfort. You know what? This topic, I think it's going to be a good topic for us. I will say this, I was challenged talking about this topic because, you know, I have my insecurities as it relates to, you know, just business, work life, personal life, and all those things. And when you talk about playing it small for other people's comfort, I don't think we really dive into what that really means in all facets, whether it's personal, spiritual, business, and things of that nature. I think we don't really dive into that the right way. So I'm hoping I give this topic the justice it deserves. We're going to see.
Okay. Well, I'll tell you, when we said we were going to be talking about this topic, I felt like it was something that hit home for me. And before we really dive into, like, the business aspect of it, right, because I feel like it really can hit home when you're talking about business, but at first, when I first was like, we're going to talk about playing small for their comfort, I really thought about a personal level. And I thought about people who are around you. And sometimes when you try to keep the same level, let's say of friends, or, you know what I'm saying, like be a part of that same crowd, and you find yourself like trying to fit in and are like going to things. Like, let me give you like a real life example. Let's say that like, your friends are clubbing, right? We go into the club. And all of a sudden you like, man, this don't feel like the spot for me no more. You know what I mean? Like, I just feel uncomfortable in this, but you keep doing it because that's what you're used to. And I'm like, you playing smaller than where you should be, but you're doing that for their comfort. Cause it's almost like you can't leave that crowd. Cause what, you outgrew me, you too good for me now. And that's kind of like the things that rung in my like mind when we first talked about it. It's like, how many times you leave a circle of friends and it's not like you did anything to me. I just feel like I've outgrown what you're doing, but now you got to hate on me. And that's what rung in my mind. Like, oh, you too good. So now you play small because you don't want to like be considered. Ah, she think she all that. Oh, you got that little car. You think you all like, I don't even want to say black people. I just want to say people that you've outgrown easily try to maybe downplay your success or downplay your growth. So sometimes you play small so that that way you don't have to deal with what that looks like.
Oh, you know what? That's a good one. Well, I thought about it in several different ways. The first way I thought about it was, you know how when people, you know, complimenting you or giving you praise for something, it's like we already have this default to downplay it, right? Like, oh man, I see what you're doing exactly. Over there. I see your business. You'd be like, man, I ain't doing much. It's just, I'm just trying to do what I can.
Just a little something.
I'm just doing a little something. I ain't really trying to do much. And what you should be saying is, thank you. I worked my butt off to get to this point. I'm grinding. I'm glad you see my success and my growth. But you don't want to do that. And then they say, ain't nobody say you're doing all that. Like, you don't want nobody to downplay your growth. So you do it yourself. So that way they can't hurt you first.
Yes. And it's like, why is that human nature to do that instead of just say exactly what you say? Yes, I am. I'm working my butt off. I'm doing everything that I can. Like, I'm glad you see I'm posting every day because, like, I'm really being intentional about that. But instead, you got to be like, I ain't nothing, just a little something. Like,
oh, I see your little content.
Oh, man, well, so that would be them downplaying it. But even if someone said to you, you know what I'm saying, like, I see your content.
You're like, I see your content.
Yeah, man. Yeah. Well, we just trying. And I notice in me, and if I just talk about me, I do that a lot. You know what I mean? Like, I say, you know what I'm saying? I know I could be doing better. And you even checked me the other day about something. Like, I was just feeling really down about the progress I was like making just in life. So I'm not even gonna say in business, but like overall in life, I was like, man, I should be doing more. I should be doing this. And he was like, man, why are you playing small? Like, you've done this, this, and this. I'm like, dang, I have. Why is it my first thought to like go in on myself instead of say, you know what, you're doing that. Like, that's a good job. And is that just human nature to not be able to accept like wins or to play small, you know what I mean? Like, is that most people that don't congratulate themselves? Because I just thought it maybe it's the Gemini in me where it's like, man, I got to be on to the next thing. Like, I can't stay too long. That was like, you know, downplay that and just keep moving. But maybe that's just everyone.
I don't know. I think once you get to a certain level, you're no longer around those people or around those situations that make you feel like you have to play it small. Or you have to minimize your success or your growth so that way they don't feel threatened by it. And we were just talking about a situation earlier before you got on this before you got on this podcast, and it made me think about my situation. So within my 9-to-5 space, for a while, I've always played myself small. Like, I'm the person that they would call on to support, to train, to develop, to nurture the next set of leaders and things of that nature. And when somebody be like, hey, man, have you thought about the next role or the next level? I'd be like, nah, that ain't really for me. I'm cool where I'm at. I ain't really trying to stir the pot. I ain't really trying to mess with situation like that. Because I remember in my previous position with a different company, like when I tried to say, yeah, I'm ready, they was like, no, you ain't ready. Or like, I'm showing them everything that I could do to be successful. And it's like, are you really though? And I was like, man, and it made me develop this mindset that, you know what? If I act like I don't want it, but really want it, maybe I can get it versus just continuously acting like I want it and I deserve it.
That's powerful, because I've heard you say that, like you were saying that for years, to be quite honest, is no, I don't move up. And I think I said to you, if you don't want to move up in the company or you don't want the next level, why are you doing all next level type of stuff? Like, for someone who doesn't want to move up, just do your job. Like, when you clock out of that bitch, like, be done. Why are you answering your phone all the time? Why are you going whenever they need you if you're not trying to get that next level? Like, that's not the movements of somebody who doesn't want to move up. So I think I said that to you, and I'm glad that you've had that realization to say, because it is okay to say that I want something more. It's okay to say like, hey, I want to move up, whether it's a 9-to-5, whether you're talking about, you know, your own entrepreneurship journey. Like, it's okay to level up and shout out your wins. Why does the environment today make us feel like we have to play small? Like, you can't just be like, got this Lambo, because the moment you come out with that, everybody, oh, you just brag. Like, I can't deal with you. Like, you just showboating all your shit.
It's crazy.
It's like, damned if you doing it, damned if you don't.
It is that. I remember a conversation you had the other day with somebody, and they was acting like we just appeared out of thin air, like as a couple, as a business, as an organization, like we hadn't been putting in work. And it was almost like, where y'all come from? Like, who are y'all? Like, what you mean? We've been here. Like,
no, I've heard that a couple times.
Like, where y'all come from? Like, what you mean? We've been here. I've been involved in organizations, building brands and things of that nature, helping people in the background. You've been developing leaders and talent and generating results. We've been in the community. Once we decided to put all of that energy into our own personal brand, it made it appear like we came out of nowhere, which made a lot of people become threatened by that energy. So then it was like, people had to try to find different things to say about our growth and our success. But then we said, all right, man, we ain't trying to ruffle too many feathers. So what we'll do is we'll play it this way. Like, you know what? We ain't got to compete. We ain't got to play in these spaces. And I think that's why we came up with our theme for 2023 Boss Fest, collaboration over competition, because it was like, listen, I don't have to compete with you to collab and do what we got to do. Like, you can have your space, I can have my space. There is no competition. Like, we each can all have our same lane, even in the same space. There's a million people selling food. It doesn't matter if I start selling food too. People still got to eat. So shoot, we can all can eat. We all can compete in the same space and thrive. It just depends on who's grinding the hardest.
Right, but people don't necessarily believe that. They really feel like they're in competition with you. And I mean, you brought up a good point, because, and what I tell people, because I've heard that comment, you know, like, y'all came out of nowhere a few times. Like, man, we've been living in Polk County for years. Like, we've been together since 19 years old, and that's been in Polk County. So it's not like we came out of thin air. It was, we decided to now have a business, and now we're in business spaces. So, and I really feel like that's what they're like, hey, I don't know you, but that's because we worked hard and we grind. We went to work to get these skills that we're now using for ourselves. But people are like, I don't even know how you have money to put on a Boss Fest, because we have real jobs. Like, these aren't like small paying jobs. We manage real teams in real life. Like, what we're telling you is, hey, we know how to do XYZ because I do it every day. And I think that's also like what I have to tell myself is like, man, I'm transferring a skill that I do every day to my own entrepreneurship journey. And it's okay to do that, because a lot of times I'll be like, man, like, let me just give the gift away because I don't know, you know, like, let me just keep it small. I don't want people to think, you know, I feel like I'm this much, you know, better or whatever. I'm like, I'm done playing small. Like, I made a video today and I hadn't posted it, but literally I was like, I travel for my, huh?
Post that joint. Post it.
Maybe I'll post
it. You're playing small. Post it.
That was me having that second, you saw the second guess happen. Uh-huh. But I made this video this morning and I literally was saying, like, I travel and I train sales teams for a multi-million dollar company. Like, what could I do for your small business? If I just transferred that same thought process to your small business, what could be done? The fact that a company will pay me multiple times to come out to coach and train their sales team, of course I could do it on a smaller level. But the point is, why I'm not putting that out there is because I don't, they think da da da. So I'm literally just playing myself small for no reason at all. Like, no reason at all. And I said in the video, I was like, you want proof? I'll send you proof because it's there. Like, I leave the proof every day. Like, I teach teams every day. And I'm like, why don't I go on people's stages and like tell people how to like get sales teams or how to get your business out there and sell? Because I could do that, but I'm too busy playing small.
You know what? Are you playing small for your own comfort?
Like, from a scarcity mindset. So yes. That's a good point to bring up because I feel like sometimes it's both. It's like, if people are honest with themselves, like if you really think about why you don't put your business out there, why you don't do XYZ when you know you should, is it because you're afraid of what someone else may say? Are you afraid of if it works? You know what I mean? Like, what does success look like? And, you know, our coach, I think I said this to you last week. He was like, are you afraid of success? Because once you succeed at something, then you got to keep it going. You got to keep bringing in the money. You got to keep posting the content. And you can't now fall back to, like, it ain't work out. You saw it work. Now you just got to keep it, you know, keep the money flowing in. And a lot of people are afraid of success.
People might be afraid of success. I think what happens is people are afraid to see what success brings and they don't know how to navigate through the next step of that. Because,
and sometimes I feel like people, like, we're having a transparent conversation. Sometimes I feel like people, because it's like, once there's like a little bit of success, then you got to be able to really keep the momentum going. And it's like, sometimes you want to be like, I'm tired or I can or whatever. And it's like, you fail once you do that. So sometimes, if I'm being transparent, I am people, but
I don't know if it's you or maybe it's me. See if you came back. I know you in that hotel space. Now you sideways. Oh, you back?
Yeah, I'm back. So, you know, if my phone does a little thing, I go away. You gotta wait.
I gotta step in. Got it. No, I got it. So I was just thinking about that, you know, playing small for my own comfort. There's been many a times when I'm looking at my 9-to-5 business. Because, you know, our goal at Boss Fest is to help people with that 9-to-5, and develop that entrepreneurial spirit. And I think about when I'm in my 9-to-5 space, I'm a beast in that space, right? Like, you can't tell me nothing in this space that I can't achieve, do, overcome, whatever. Even if it's a problem I've never seen before or faced before, because I had this body of work and knowledge behind me, I'm gonna figure out a solution or an answer to it. And I've done it time and time and time again. But the first time I've had to think about applying that same mindset to my own personal business, I felt scared. And I was like, man, I never felt this type of fear before. And this ain't like, oh my God, I'm afraid I'm gonna die fear. It's just that, man, if this actually works and it can be successful and then something happens, like, that fall just feels like, or seem like it would feel like the worst. And since it's an unfamiliar fall and there is no safety net, you just hit the ground hard. It's like, man, I don't really play too hard in that space. Tell myself, you know what, I'm doing a little something, but don't do too much. Don't go too hard.
It's like you can't invest the end because it sounds like what you're saying is, if it fails, then it's on me. But if I said I was just playing a little bit, then no harm, no foul. I just put my little baby toe in.
Right. Like, I'm just playing in the water a little bit. Like, I ain't really going deep into the ocean. I'm just playing along the seashore. I splash.
I want to know, like, who can relate to what we're saying, because I know we're not the only ones who is, like, you know what I'm saying, just being transparent, and these are some of the fears, and yes, we play small for XYZ. Like, we can't be the only ones.
How do you break through playing small?
I mean, that's a good question. I feel like you have to, like, really work on your mindset. It could be, you know, through affirmations. But I think it's just really saying, you know, hey, I got to put, like, you know, your blinders on and just go after that. One foot in front of the other. This is what we're doing today. And the reason why I'll say I believe that's what it is because, like, when I say, hey, this is the goal, this is what I'm doing, X, Y, Z, I stop seeing the distractions around me because I'm so focused on what the mission is.
I get that. I'm thinking about the normal everyday person, somebody who hasn't entered into these spaces yet. Like, we got people that are listening to this show who are regular 9-to-5ers, right? They may not even be in leadership. In okay. They might not be in business. They might not even be in leadership, right? They just be like, hey, I have this job. It pays my bills. I like it, but I feel like I can be doing something more. Or I can have a side hustle that can generate additional income, but things of that nature. Because we are in leadership in our 9-to-5s, and we've been doing it for over a decade now. Some of this stuff seems more easier for us to say, man, just put your blinders on and go. Because we know in a leadership role, when the team around you is failing, it doesn't matter. You still got to figure out how to succeed or get results. Because the company don't care that X amount of people called out or this equipment don't
work. Right, which is why I feel like it's harder in a leadership role. Because if I was an individual contributor in a 9-to-5 business, then I just got to do what my job title is.
Right.
So if I just have to go to work, let's say it's a call center and I just, you know, I answer the phone, I have to hit my, you know, calls per minute, and I could be wrong about like the KPIs and what that looks like. But either way, like I do my calls, I hang up and I handle that. But if I'm working 9 to 6 at 6 o'clock, I clock out and I'm done and I'm free to do my business. Cause once I left that building, nobody asked anything of me. While I'm in that building, I know I pick up that phone, I answer it, I handle that call and move on to the next. When you're in leadership, it don't stop at 6. Sometimes I've seen you get calls till midnight sometimes. I'm like, why is your phone still ringing?
It don't, not only does it not stop at 6, it don't even stop at just your problems. You dealing with everybody else's problems too. And that's what be crazy about this stuff sometimes. Like, man, so if we're in this space, not only do I have to deal with my own issues I got to work through, I got to deal with everybody else's issues. Then I got to deal with the surprise issues. And it's like, come on, why can't
right.
I?
Right, so you're saying about the person who may be not in leadership, I just feel like it's an easier transition if you're not in leadership. If I'm, you know, from my standpoint, because you can like really check out after that time frame. But once you're in leadership and you take on these extra like roles, like you said, this problem, that problem is now my problem, it's harder, it's especially harder to focus on something else like a side hustle when your main hustle feels like people say salary is like slavery, because like I'm trying to lock you in the whole time. I think it's harder when you're in leadership opposed to when you just can worry about yourself.
I hear that. I don't necessarily agree with that. I think that we as people who try to strive to be leaders in their 9-to-5 have a slight edge over those who not. While you can distance yourself from the job easier, if you chose to step up for a company, that means you have the mindset to be more and do more. Everybody doesn't want to be the leader. There's people who have worked in jobs for years. I have an employee now that has worked for the company since 1975. This dude is, 8 years removed from segregation. He is a master of his job. You can't tell him nothing about his roles, his job, and what he needs to do. Beyond that, he doesn't want no parts of it. And I've asked him one time, I said, hey, man, why aren't you that person? And it shocked me, his answer. He said, man, I ain't got the mindset for it. He said, I know how to do the job. I don't have the mindset or the discipline to deal with everybody else's problems. So I would fail. And I said, dang, that's deep though.
I mean, I guess that is very interesting. So I never thought about the type of person it takes to say I'm step into this leadership role and I'm gonna take on more. But everybody doesn't want to be that leader. And I mean, you could still not want to be a leader and have a side hustle, just depending on what that side hustle really is. Now, we're specifically talking about coaching and developing as a side hustle, and I do think it helps that we're leaders, but we started this whole entrepreneurship game as selling CBD. I don't think I had to be a leader to understand, like, hey, I want you to have this gummy. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's just, you know what I'm saying, offering our sales skills. You don't need to be a leader to be able to do that. So I think it really just depends on what your skills are. But I understand what you're saying.
True, but you have to be good at sales to think that you can now go pitch something to a person in a non-traditional way. So
Possibly.
we're thinking of, so we're doing CBD sales, and we're trying to do it on an online market. We utilize different type of events, pop-up shops, and things like that to get the name out. But the goal is still to be in front of somebody and have the confidence to sell. Not only sell the product, it's sell yourself. That's who they're really purchasing from. Not they're not really buying the product, they're buying you.
Well, yeah,
And some of us don't
any
have the confidence to
transaction
sell ourselves.
is they're really buying from a person that they like, regardless of what it is. Yes.
It's been plenty of times where, you know, we go looking for vehicles and stuff like that. And salesman, you have one salesman here talk down to you, talk fast to you, be like, you know what? You ain't the person. Then you go to a whole
Right.
nother place and look at the exact same vehicle that maybe even be a few dollars more. But because the salesman had the confidence to step up in front of you and present themselves well, you like, all right, man, I'm gonna buy it from you. And I think, you know, there is a mindset piece to that, but you got to develop it. And I just know that in certain spaces and certain positions, it may be easier to develop that than others. If you're the school bus driver, I don't know how much development you can do. I think you got the patience to deal with kids, so you got to figure out what your lane is, but
I mean, in that case, let's just say if you're talking about side hustles, right? Then
right.
that side hustle needs to be somewhere developed towards that. Maybe they can be medical transport, and that'd be the side hustle. I think there's a way for people to be able to find their
Find your
lane
lane.
and what works well for you. And
I
either
got
way,
you.
whatever your lane is, you still don't play small in that lane because every business, some way, somehow, has to put themselves out there. And if we're talking about like people in life, like in circles that I've been around, we were just somewhere Saturday, right? And we were talking about, you know, everybody matching, right? Because that was the conversation. So to bring it back, you're like, everybody match, but there's one leader in the group. And I said to you, like, hey, do you feel like everybody has to play, like, essentially play small so that this person looks like the leader in the group? And you said, hey, there's nothing wrong with that. But I'm like, you see situations, whether you're talking about personal or business, where people do play small. And then other people are like, hey, now I'm standing almost like above you or creating themselves as the authority figure. And you realize that, like, essentially that person has, you know, singled themselves out as higher than everyone else.
That's the mindset. So it's not that everybody else played small. I think what happened was in that situation. So we was in an event. It was a color theme, a match theme for the ladies and things of that nature for people who just get a little bit more
It was a color
experience.
thing for the men too. Don't hate on the men had a little colors.
Yeah, if you say so. Men always wear black, so it ain't really a color
Okay.
theme. But either way, but you guys had a specific thing that y'all needed to buy that was like matching the group. And of
Yes.
course, everybody has their own individuality and things of that nature. Some people wore the fit exactly the way it came. Some people altered it a little bit, and some people went a step beyond. I think having the mindset to say, let me go a step beyond, is where creativity lies, where that entrepreneur spirit really dwells. Because it's like, all right, I know I'm going to rock this. How do I take it up a notch? If I just put it on the way it looks, it looks like this and I look like everybody else. But if I tweak it just so much here and so much there, now I created my own unique look. I seen one person take the shirt and flip it inside out and twirl it around and stuff, and it looked like a crossbody or something. I said, oh, that looks unique. It's the same dang outfit, but they did it like a crossbody. Somebody wore a blazer, somebody else bought did something else with it. They rocked different type of shoes. It was like they brought their own individuality to the stuff. But you know, it was those ones who's like, man, next level. I want to make sure people know that I'm theme, I'm with the theme, but I'm next. I'm always thinking next level.
So you're saying the people who just put the outfit on are the ones who inadvertently downplayed themselves.
I think they played themselves small. They're not thinking beyond. You play yourself small.
I mean, I guess it's a really good level, a good way to look at it on such a small level of just putting on the same outfit and feeling like I can't do any alterations to it because this is what I was told, opposed to I still accomplished the mission and I made it my own. I think that's a good way to look at how people play themselves small and don't even realize it.
How many people would, I'm just saying, in that group, how many people put on that outfit at first and said, man, I don't like it?
I don't know.
And the way that they saw it on them, they said, I don't like it, but I'm still going to do it because I bought it. Went out there looking the exact same way that they said they didn't like it. But who else put on that outfit and said, man, I don't like it. I need to do something different. Let me get online. Let me see what I can do different with the shirt. Let me see what I can do different with the shorts. Is there anything I could add to it, bedazzle something? What can I do that's next level to make me stand out or to bring out that individuality that's me? And that's what we need in business. That's what we need in life in general. Like, man, we can't keep playing in these spaces that are built for comfort, because you play there for long enough, you get comfortable for so long, then now you ain't got nothing in the back end. And I'm starting to learn that as I develop, as I get older. Like when you brought entrepreneurship to me, I played very small. I played in a very comfortable space because as a man, I feel like my goal is always to protect and provide. Protect first, provide second in that dynamic. And if any one of those two are threatened, I have to go back to a place in my mind of security and making sure that we're good. Entrepreneur mindset, you gotta play on the edge. Like, you got to sometimes risk it all. And in my mind, I thought we risked enough. But when I look back at it, like, man, no, we could have went harder. And I don't want to continuously go back and say, man, we could have went harder. I want to say, man, go all in. If it fails.
Oh, you're talking that talk. Now you're talking that talk.
If it fails, I know now what failure looks like to not let it happen again. But because we get close to the line, and we don't really push ourselves, we don't really know what failure looks like. We know what quitting looks like, so it's easy to repeat quitting mentality, quitting energy. But we don't know what failing looks like, putting your all into something and failing. Being an athlete back in school and going to practice, 2-a-days, 3-a-days, weightlifting, all this stuff, doing everything you can to win the game and still coming up short and failing, you don't all of a sudden think about yourself like that. Man, I guess it is what it is. We fail. What you do is you go back and you review the tape. Man, what did we do different? What could I have done different? I know I got X amount of catches, X amount of yards, or X amount of points or whatever. Oh, man, I missed them free throws. Oh, man, I didn't catch that pass. You still could have had a phenomenal game. But it's when you go back and look at the games that you thought you did the best in or you did good in, and you break that down and critique it, that's when you start to find that success. And that's what I'm trying to do now. So I'm tired of playing small for everybody else around
me. I wish I understood your sports analogy, because, like, I'm with you. And it's a lot of things, like, and just a whole moment of transparency. We were doing Boss Fest, what was that, the April date. And that was 2024. where we had all this money on the line, and hell, we had David Shands lined up to come. We started having problems with the hotel, and it was like, man, it doesn't look like we're going to meet the budget that we need to have, and deciding, you know what, let's just cancel the event. But if you think about what that was and how close it felt to greatness, if we'd have just pushed through and just made it happen. But you're right. Like, sometimes you think about, let me weigh my success to like what failure looks like, and you feel like, you know, it's easier to, but you never reach greatness, because they say greatness is on the edge of like where failure is. You got to take yourself to put it all on the line to be able to see what greatness looks like. But too many times, and I'm saying this Boss Fest event because, you know, we're included in the number, too many times we get too scared to take it all the way there that we just back away from it.
So that's huge. And I posed a question earlier about what does it take to get yourself out of the mindset of playing scared or playing small? And you said, you know, meditation, mindset, things like that. Honestly, I think it's a community. I think okay. It's having someone else by you, around you, near you, who's saying the same thing as you. Because if you talk to people who ain't in that space, who ain't trying to pursue nothing, they're going to keep you in a small mindset. They're going to keep you in a scarce place where it's like, you know what? Maybe you shouldn't do that. You know what? You tried, but you know what? Maybe it's time to figure something else out. And I know I've done that to you, where I was like, man, we tried this, but you know, maybe it's time to go ahead and get that job again, because you know, household is doing that. And
admitting it is the first level to correcting your mistakes. Go ahead now.
I will admit it. So I said, and it's because we was going into a space that we hadn't been before. I hadn't been to a place where, like, man, dang, the mortgage is behind. Dang, the car payment's behind. Man, we putting all this money into businesses, three different businesses. And while each one of them is doing something, it didn't feel like we could give enough energy to any one of them at one particular time, and it would give us what we need to be successful. But like with that first initial push, I don't know if it was that COVID push or whatever you want to call it, however that worked, after COVID push, whatever that was, all I know is that first initial success of it, I'm like, man, this seems like a fluke. This don't seem realistic. Looking at the accountant, like, man, how do we just generate 10,000 within 2 weeks? Like, that ain't.
Remember when that first 10,000 hit the account and you got scared?
I got scared as hell. I like, wait a minute, 10,000? Like, wait, what did we do? Oh, man, we sold this, and we teaching this, and we offer this, and we doing this, and like, okay, and it started because when we first started playing this space. To me, it didn't feel like it was anything on the line. So I wasn't afraid of losing or what failure felt like, because everything I had did up to that point with the grant writing business was wins. I found the grants. I found the money. People got awarded. People got tangible goods and things of that nature. And so it was all wins. And then once, like, all right, man, now everybody's seeing these wins and they think they're supposed to win too. And it's like, all right, man, here go the failure part of it, because maybe the people that we was able to find wins for had better structure behind their business. And now we're just accepting everybody. But here go the failure part, because maybe you can't accept everybody. Everybody can't, you can't do work for everybody the same way. And it was that part that we had to learn and develop. Like, hey, you know what? I can't help everybody. I can only help the ones who put themselves in a position to be successful.
No, that's true. And I really feel like right now, I honestly feel like you're being transparent. And I'm glad. Like, I want to be like, welcome to like the thought process, but maybe you've been getting here the whole time. And the question then becomes, if you can see the times that you played small and you should have gone bigger, then how do you keep from downplaying? Because I just had a conversation today about like, hey, these are some things, some plays going on. And I found myself being afraid to be like, okay, I want to make this move. And that's talking to you. Like, I'm trying to tell you, hey, I want to do X, Y, Z. And sometimes being like, man, I don't know if I should tell you this is what I really want to do, because you're going to tell me no, or like dim the light a little bit. So how do you come to people around you and, I guess, you know, keep those negative thoughts out of your mind and get them to kind of play on your level?
I guess you gotta stop telling me what you're trying to do and just do it. And let me see it afterwards. Like, that's what you, all right, I guess we live in here now. Because my job
that
is
always... That seems messy.
I'm just saying, like, you talking about something, you was talking about me and stuff. So I'm just talking about me. I understand some of the opportunities that's being presented to you is being presented to us, right? And because you made some plays, because I made some plays based off of a play that didn't come to fruition, I now have to live in a certain space for a while in my 9-to-5. Your plays are opening up again to something bigger, broader, and potentially better. But I now have to be like, man, do I follow you with those plays? Or do I keep staying in my protect and provide space? So it might be both. So we just got to figure it out. So that's what I'm saying with me, man. Listen to your people. Listen, every morning you on a call, you with a community of people, y'all having a conversation, you're building yourself up. It's giving you the courage to continue to grow and expand. Keep talking with them. Bring it to me. Like, this is what we doing. It's typically, if you say this is what we doing, I don't challenge it anyway. But if you ask me, what should we do? And it's like, all right, man, is you telling me you want me just to jump off the cliff with no parachute? Like, we ain't got no parachute. You just want me to jump. I'm gonna have some reservations.
It's the Gemini in me that really says, like, let's just go for it. You know what I mean? Like, and I'm just assuming it's a Gemini, but I've been ready just to made just that leap.
I ain't, man. Let me look at this.
I made it up, but I feel like something in me says, like, just go for it. Like, just do it.
Like, it's the Gemini in me that says, just go for it.
Like, I always just feel like I should try it and I'll be okay. So this comment says, listen, learn, apply what you've learned and move forward, which is a great thought process. Listen, learn, and apply.
I get it.
I want to ask you about the circle of people, because I really have been vetting my mindset through the people that I let around me, if that makes sense, right? Because I really don't want to play small, and I want people around me to uplift, because I have a hard time myself, like, almost downplaying some of the things I do. So the people around me, I want to be very strategic in. Not necessarily like hype people, because I don't want you to think that I mean that, but finding the, I see your idea. If you do X, Y, Z, I think it would be that much better. Instead of the people with, girl, I don't think that's going to work. I don't even know why you tried that. Do you understand the difference in what I'm saying?
I do.
And the people. So how do you critique or go through the elimination process to make sure you have the right people around you to protect your mindset?
I think you just got to go through them. So since we started this entrepreneur journey, I even look at it as like friendships. So think about friendships, right?
I'm essentially talking about friendships, but yeah.
Okay. Certain people come in your life at certain periods and you need them for those periods. Some people can withstand the changes in time and some people wither away. Some people are there for a hot second. Some people are there for forever. I know you personally. You don't really tell you have friends. I want to say you have one real friend. Like, you have one real friend. One. You have one or two, like, childhood friends who, like, man, that's my friend. And you have a group of associates that can fluctuate between high-level associate or low-level associate. And I think what happens is when you start playing in those associate spaces, like, sometimes we give some of those low level associates too much power, because
low level associates.
Yeah, man, we got, hey, put it on the shirt.
Oh, here you go. So listen, I want to, while you're actually saying it in real time. So this comment says, stop telling everyone your plans, make it a need to know basis, and you will know who to share what with and when to share it. So here's the thing, right? And I think those comments are good. And hopefully this relates to what you're saying. Like sometimes we'll share an idea. Maybe like we're talking about it on the podcast, wherever it comes from, right? And maybe I get a call and says, you know what? I heard the idea that you said, but I don't know if that's like the best idea. You ever thought about if you did it this way, it would probably be 10 times better. Like I know someone who said that they heard your idea and it just wasn't that good. Like you ever had something happen to you like that? And it's like, you know what? I don't know how I like let this type of like stuff in my mindset, because it really can be a trigger to like your productivity and to stop playing small. Cause it's like, hey, I thought it was good. I thought I was gonna move forward, but maybe it's not. And no matter how you try to control like those things from being in your mind, it seems like somehow, and maybe it's just me, you know what I'm saying? Somehow it gets in there and you start to second guess what the plays are. So when reading this comment, I was like, you know what? I can feel that, because maybe it's an overshare.
You know what? Moment of clarity, moment of truth. So,
okay.
So last week podcast, I can't even recall the topic. But last week podcast, it didn't hit the way we wanted it to hit. It had the potential to be great. It didn't hit. You received a call saying, hey, I got some feedback on the show. And because, you know, we are one, you shared that feedback with me. I felt attacked in that moment, right?
You felt attacked?
I felt attacked.
Like that seems that like listen, aggressive.
Let me run it. Let me cook.
Okay.
Let me cook, damn it. Let me cook. So I felt attacked. Not because what they were saying was wrong. It's because it was advice to me that was unsolicited that I didn't want to hear. And sometimes people just don't want to hear the truth in that moment, right? Sometimes, okay. You know, people know the truth. They just don't want to hear it in that moment, or it depends on who's delivering that truth. But I had to take a step back and I had to process it. I had to sew it in. Like I said, that wasn't even my message. It was your message, but it impacted me because I knew that, hey man, I could have brought something better. I could have did something better, right? And I think about that. I think about moments like that and I'm like, man, I could do one or two things. I could take that information and I could say, oh man, people just hating, they criticizing, but what they doing, you know, that's the first thing we do. We like to blame, or we like to devalue. Well,
people who don't like feedback do that, but yes.
Right. People who don't, but we in leadership roles where we have to provide feedback all the time. And for me, I think there's a rule when it comes to feedback, right? You know what, if you're going to deliver feedback or criticism or whatever, it needs to be like, you know, hey man, talk about the positives. Now deliver me this information here so that people can digest it. But sometimes you just gotta get information out. But I sat with it for a couple of days, thought about it, and I said, you know what? I'm thankful. I'm actually thankful that somebody had the confidence or the courage to reach out and say, hey, I was expecting more. I didn't get more. These are some things I think that you can do that can generate more. Whether I use that information or not, at least it's like, you know what? It gives me something to think on. And now I can take that information, make myself better with it, or I can retreat. My goal was to make myself better. That's why, like, man, this podcast, regardless of what happened, you traveling, whatever, listen, man, come in, come hard, stay on topic, hit points, hit narratives, drop gems.
Most of you was ready today.
Listen, I had to prepare myself. So like, man, listen, do what I got to do. If I got to look at my phone to stay on topic, to hit notes, then do that.
Here's the thing. I want to read this comment. It says, in that perspective, take the feedback. If you think it's something that will help, apply it. So that was when you were talking about the feedback you got. And then it says, if you don't have any haters, you ain't popping. I'll agree with, you know, both of those things. But I want to say to what your response to the feedback is, I want to say well done. Because the feedback was something when I gave it to you, I said, you know what, I do agree with this feedback. And I was trying to tell you, but it's really important for people to understand in our aspect of this particular podcast business or our business in general, not only do we have to work together, we also have to live together. And whatever has happened in the day, and that's what I was trying to explain to this person, shows on the face of what's happening in the podcast. So if I've now pissed you off with something that happened in the house, you got to sit down with me on Wednesday and try to have an enlightening conversation with me. And sometimes I just get the Kevin Stank face. And then I am like, oh, you talking? I don't understand you. I don't understand you. And is that conducive for business? It's probably not. But that's part of the learning and growing piece of what we need to get through, because maybe I do understand you and I'm just, you know, being a certain type of way, okay, because I know it's getting under your skin, but we have the ability to do that. But when you say, hey, let me receive that feedback and understand this is content that we're putting out for our overall brand, be better. So you saying that you sat with that for a couple of days, I think that was feedback that we both could receive, because in some aspects it's like you could be better and you know you could be better. So
right.
If someone says, I expected more from you, then it's like, you know what? I am better than that. I could give you more and just take it as it is. But I just want to say, like you saying, hey, I listened to that feedback and I did X, Y, Z and applied it. I think that's growth. So kudos to you.
But think about that, right? Somebody said, man, I expected more from you. The same dude, or they expected more from the topic of the show or the energy we were bringing. And I was just that same dude, 70 episodes ago. I know it seemed like that's a lot, but that ain't nothing.
Well, 70 episodes?
I mean, we like it on episode 78 right now. That's tangible that we can use. We may be closer to 100, because I think we done messed up about
it. We had a sound guy, and he really should have got fired a long time ago.
Got it. Okay. Got it. He should have got fired a long time ago.
Yeah, I'm going to stay on topic.
And you go doing your thing again.
I'm going to stay on topic.
All I'm saying is, it was that person that was stammering through the conversation, not confident to look into this camera with the same vigor that I do in front of a team of, in front of my team, a group of men in command, their respect. Like, it was a new experience for me. It was a new challenge. I'm still rising to that challenge. The more things I get comfortable with, placement of the camera, microphone, sound, the way I look on the camera, the way I feel that day, the more and more I learn how to absorb and be in that space, the better I become. And I'm just learning to be better in it. But there was a point in time where people might may not expect it much from me at all. And now people are expecting more. So I'm like, man, I got to live in that space now. I've now graduated.
That's a good way to look at that. Okay.
I've now graduated to a space where people expect more. Just think about that. So if somebody, you give somebody who graduated from college a little bit more than you give than someone who graduated from high school, right? Just if those are the criteria, right? You graduated from high school, you graduated from college. You're automatically giving that person that graduated from college a little bit more. You're like, hey man, you graduated from college with me. You went through the rigorous training, the coursework and all that stuff.
Okay, yeah.
You elevated yourself. So that's all I'm saying. Like, I feel like I'm graduating.
Oh, okay. I was wondering where we was going. Okay.
I graduated, damn it.
This comment, which I thought was funny, says, cuss you out when the camera is off, which I do that, you know, as well. It's just the pettiness of it all. And I mean, that's something that I'm gonna work on with me, right? Like, so me telling everyone out here in podcasting, I'm gonna work on myself and I'm gonna work on not being as petty as I possibly can be sometimes. So I'll save all of my energy for off the camera.
That sounded like BS, but okay.
It's BS until it's like so you trigger the
you finna be triggered by something tomorrow. But oh well.
I'm gonna work on me. Just understand, I'm saying this, that I am going to work on me.
I hear you.
Because what I want to really do is focus on being bigger. You know, like, I don't want to play small. I want to be big. And when you think about, like, the years, like, I'm like, man, it's already April. It's about to be May. Like, the year is moving. 2025 is moving. Like, before I know it, it'll be time for Boss Fest. And I got to play big. Like, it's a lot of things that need to happen in this year. And if I'm busy focused on, you know, like, these small things, then I'm not thinking bigger and I'm not playing big. And I don't want to, like, oh, all of a sudden I'm popping out. Like, no, we're doing this work. Like, we've been putting in work all year. And, you know, if you're busy playing small, that's where people start thinking, like, where you came from? You just came out of nowhere. No, we've been here. Like, we've been putting in work. Like, we're doing networking events, you know what I'm saying, in the beginning of the year, because we know at the end of the year, we're going to hit y'all with some really good talent. Like, we're going to work this year. So I don't want to play small in between and all of a sudden in August, they're like, oh, they're having another event. They ain't done nothing all year. No, we put in work. So it's time to show you what that looks like, because I don't want to play small in 2025.
Aye. Listen, I know we're getting close to that time. I just want to say to the people that's rocking with Boss Fest, thank you for continuing to rock for us. For the people who expect more from us, thank you for expecting more. For the people who doubt us, thank you for doubting us. I want it all at this point, so that way I know that's what's going
to
make me better.
I thought it was about to be a Kendrick Lamar bar.
See, your pettiness has no limit.
No, I really thought it was. I was like, you want it whether you losing or you winning, but no mind. Go ahead.
Close.
No. Well, goodness. I'm glad you just get to shut down the show whenever you want to.
Ooh, don't you say that.
That's what you just did.
What, you is shut down queen?
No.
Okay.
I'm not gonna own that. But I want to say, you know, inbox us if there's any events going on around town, especially if there's any events you would love for Boss Fest to pop out and be at. We're definitely interested in being around town. I'm going to try to recite the events off as I know them off the top of my head. I know Brent is bringing in Gemini season. So May 18th at the Cigar Quarters, definitely check him out. I feel like for all of our free advertising, like, we should get a drink or something when we show up in the building. Like, can we tag that in the comments?
I just free want a drink cigar.
From Boss Fest? You want a cigar?
I want a cigar.
I'm playing small. Let's get a bottle. Yeah, be playing small with a little cigar. The point is, show up for that. We are bringing in Gemini season, and I want to just prepare everyone as we get ready to go into May. This has nothing to do with any events, but June is hardcore Gemini season. Like, the May Geminis, they play, but the June Geminis, yes, Eddie. I decided to declare war, but the June Geminis is for real, and we are not coming to play in June. So please be prepared for all the mess, all June. I'm gonna be outside.
I apologize, May Geminis. Y'all did not deserve that drama. I do not condone that violence. I do not condone violence.
Yeah. I seen that post on Facebook, and I was like, you know what? It is the June Geminis that be coming through. Anyway, let me get back on point. There's also the Full Figure Fashion Show, which is June 7th. So definitely get your tickets. Those are some amazing ladies. They were able to sit down with Boss Fest and kind of give us a little history about the show. And they are celebrating 10 years. Definitely get your tickets and support that as well. I know there is an event that Christopher King is hosting. Kevin, you want to tell us a little bit about that?
The President's Gala, you know, Lifetime Achievement Award winners going to be recognized. They got several people being recognized this year. I know one of the gentlemen from the new group. I can't remember the name. Someone who's been putting in work in the community, in the Tampa community, and things of that nature. Other people that's getting recognized. So if that's you listen, you're trying to dress up, dress nice. You in the Tampa area, Listen, that's
also June 7th as well, too, right?
Absolutely.
So that's also June 7th. Again, if you know of any events, I know there are a lot of Juneteenth events happening. So many Juneteenth events happening that I can't even keep track of them. But if there's an event that you want us to shout out on Boss Fest Podcast, we do shout out local Central Florida events. So definitely hit our inbox if you want us to mention your event on the next podcast. We definitely don't mind. Again, if you want Boss Fest to show up and do a live podcast, also hit us up because we are looking to pop out and support any local events happening. We are the podcast of the entrepreneur with the Boss Fest Network. And please make sure that you save the date of October 5th, because that is when Boss Fest 2025 is going down. And when I tell you bigger and better this year, we are not playing. We are pulling out all the stops and we are doing the work today to make October amazing. So that's all we have for you guys this Wednesday. Until next week, we will see you. Peace.